Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Cloudy and cool with more thunder showers expected later today in parts of Gauteng, the northwest, Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 24, Emalahleni 23 degrees.
Mark Anthony, thank you very much for your message about the fatal collision on the N12 East at Craft Road. Two lanes are now open. He says a complete road closure is imminent. Please use alternative routes and expect heavy delays.
Air Link has resumed flights to Nampula, Mozambique after suspending the route due to threats of aircraft seizure linked to a local court order. Air Link CEO Roger Foster says the dispute stems from a damages claim filed by two passengers removed for unruly behaviour. To Cape Town now, where three suspects have been arrested in connection with the murder of a five-year-old boy. Amir Abrams was shot in Manenberg on Monday after being caught in gang crossfire while en route to a local tuck shop with his father. He passed away in hospital on Wednesday. And the US Supreme Court is to hear TikTok's appeal today of a law that would force its Chinese owner to sell the widely popular online video sharing platform or shut it down. The US government alleges TikTok allows Beijing to collect data and spy on users and is a conduit to spread propaganda. China and ByteDance strongly deny the claims. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 8.
Well, last night saw my Cape Town get their Betway SA20 season off to a perfect start with a commanding 97-run victory over defending champion Sunrisers Eastern Cape at St. George's Park. Do or die for the South African sides in European rugby this weekend. And I might have mixed up one or two of those fixtures, but it gets going tonight with Glasgow welcoming Rassing. The first South African side on the field will be the Stormers, who welcome the Sale Sharks to Cape Town at 3 tomorrow. The Sale Sea Sharks will have a mountain to climb when they host reigning champions Toulouse in Durban. And look out for Antoine Dupont in that match. Kickoff at 5:15, closing out Saturday's action. Vodacom Bulls away to Castra. The Bulls have suffered two defeats in the opening two rounds. Premier League strugglers Everton began their post-Sean Dyche era with victory over League One Peterborough in the FA Cup third round, and some netball action to look forward to as the Spa Proteas prepare to set off for Jamaica for the Margaret Bickford Sunshine Series, and that runs from the 18th until the 25th of January in Kingston. After that, they head to the UK for the Four Nations Cup, which will see them take on England, Malawi and Uganda. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
I hope you have your tickets tonight for an amazing party happening at the Sunbet Arena in Menlyn in Pretoria tonight. Amazing lineup that features musician, producer and DJ Sammy. You know him on this station. I think since he released some of his music, we've never stopped playing it. And he is here on the show this morning with an amazing vocalist, we just heard the sound check. You're in for a treat all the way from down under, Lorena. So please make some noise. Our first Friday Live for 2025. And you can catch him live tonight in the capital city. Please make some noise with DJ Sammy, everybody.
We're in heaven.